All right. Hey, folks, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And, folks, I got to tell you, now is the time to prepare to make it happen. We're headed into the biggest conference of the year, Ambition 2017. It's right upon us. If you haven't registered yet, you still can. But, you know, guys, I got to tell you, we've been waiting for this event for a year, and it's finally here. And we're so looking forward to it, looking forward to seeing so many of you again and just swapping stories and hugs and just having a wonderful time. But, you know, my heart is a little challenged tonight because of the situation with the storm down here in Texas. And I know that you've seen the news reports and seen everything that's going on in the streets of Houston and in the areas around Houston where there's flooding where you wouldn't expect flooding to be. And there are a lot of homes that are gone and buildings that have been damaged and streets that are just underwater. And I got to tell you, folks, this is affecting the Ambit Energy community as well. There are many regulars that are not on the call tonight because they're dealing with those issues. And it's one thing to see it on television and to know that it's a travesty. It's a horrendous situation. But it's another thing when you have a dear friend send you pictures by text of his house, I mean, his neighborhood underwater, and actually taking pictures of a helicopter rescuing people just a few doors away. This is serious stuff. And I just hope that you all will extend your prayers and well wishes and good thoughts and just take a moment to reflect on how good you have it where you are, that you're not dealing with it, and send really positive thoughts to the people who are dealing with it, because it's pretty intense. And those of you who have the resources and you want to reach out to the Red Cross or some other charitable organization that you know is going to benefit the people that need to dig out from up under this and to rebuild and restore, then by all means, I encourage you to do the same thing. But let's just take a moment and just, you know, give positive thoughts, prayers, you know, however you communicate that. Just take a moment and think about the people that we have down in Texas that are dealing with this storm. Even, you know, just before, you know, coming to Ambition, some of them are still planning on coming, committed to coming to the big event in the face of what's going on right now. So let's just take a moment for them. I thank you, and I'm sure they thank you as well. You know, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And as far as Ambit Energy goes, this is the best way to get your week off to a great start. And to this night, it's no exception. This is the best place to be right now because you're going to hear from the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. He is one of the top income earners in network marketing worldwide. Not only will you hear from him tonight, I'm also looking forward to hearing from him next week when we have a wrap-up session about what happened at the big event. Please welcome to the call, founding national consultant, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Bear. I appreciate it, and I too want to encourage everybody to just send prayers and positive thought to everybody in the Houston area. It's just not Houston, but all the surrounding areas just getting plummeted by this storm. I was texting with several leaders in the area, and we've got a few that have got water in their homes. We've got others that got water 2 feet from their front door, and it's still raining. So it's going to be a different Ambition. I know a lot of those people that want to come aren't going to be able to come, and we're going to miss them. But and again, I'd like to reiterate, as Bear did, that if you've got a few extra nickels that you can afford, donate to the Red Cross. They need your help. A disaster like this is going to go into the tens, if not $100 million-plus range, and it's going to be a long time for the area to recover. So with that, we've got the big event coming up, and I want to talk about it from a street level. You know, you can go to your power zone and go to events, and you can get all of the blow-by-blow when you get registered at Ambition. Of course, there's a schedule where everything is going to be. But I want to talk a little bit about how to maximize Ambition. I love doing this call every every year the week before Ambition, because I think not only are there new people that come to Ambition for the first time, but there are also people that come to Ambition for the 7th, 8th, 9th, maybe 10th or 11th time. You know, they've been there from Ambition 1, like Bear and myself and Norbert Hennessy and so many other people that are still on this call. We're in Bastrop at the Lost Pines Resort, the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort in Bastrop, Louisiana, for the first one in 2000, and I guess that was 2007, October of 2007. And so, you know, I just want to tell you that there's ambition and there's ambition, you know. You need to show up to Ambition ready to absorb information. You've come for a purpose. You've made a sacrifice, you know, whether it's you flew in or you drove in, and the hotel rooms and the food and the tips and the this and the that. You've made an investment in yourself. You know, you've made an investment in your energy business. And sure, it's fun to see old friends, and it's fun to get away from the weekly meetings and hang with your old friends. But I want to make a few suggestions tonight. I hope you'll heed them, because if you will, you'll maximize the benefit for you and your business. First thing I want to encourage you to do is don't hang with the people you hang with in your weekly meetings, you know. Meet some new people. Sit with some different people. You know, the tendency is to sit together and you talk about the same old stuff and the same old things. And of course, it's in an exciting atmosphere, and yes, it's a fantastic atmosphere to be in, but get to know some new people. You know, you're going to be hopping on buses. You're going to be going from the Anatole to the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center for the trainings on Thursday, and John Maxwell Friday morning, and recognition on Friday, all the good stuff that happens over there. And then you'll be going to the American Airlines Center. Sit with some different people, you know, find some different people, sit with them, and engage them in conversation. Bring business cards, exchange information. You know, you're from Buffalo, New York, you're sitting next to somebody from Dallas, Texas, you're sitting next to somebody from Chicago, Illinois, wherever. You never know when somebody in your group's going to need some help in Chicago. And believe me, it makes a difference when you're able to call that person up and say, hey, remember I sat next to you on the bus riding over to the American Airlines Center, and we talked about such and such. So that brings up another tip. You know, when you pick up somebody's business card after you've chatted with them and everything, you go into the center, take the back of their business card and just make a note to yourself. You know, rode the bus from the Anatole to American Airlines Center, morning of Ambition, talked about such and such. And file that business card. You know, whether you file it, you know, in a business card file, or you put it into your contacts in your cell phone, or whatever your filing system is, file that business card. Don't depend on the business card to be there when you need it. You know, put it away electronically, put it away wherever you know you can refer to it, and make notes in your electronic contact card. You know, if you've got if you're going to do it electronically in contacts in your cell phone or something like that, go down to the notes section. Take that note that you wrote on the back of the business card and insert it in there as well. The other thing I want to encourage you to do, besides not hanging with all the people you normally hang with in your weekly meeting, I want to encourage you to mingle. You know, there's lunchtime, there's the meeting after the meeting. You know, there's I think they're doing karaoke. You know, they're the social events. You know, sit there and mingle with people. You know, you may not drink alcohol, but nothing wrong with going down there and mingling with the people that are down in the bar area or in the restaurants or whatever. Introduce yourself and get to know some people. You know, I think that you can actually learn more about our business in that environment than you can sitting in a classroom, you know, whether it be at Ambition or Power Trip or anything else. You know, it's just a great time to network. We're all network marketers. And what I can tell you is that Ambition is a time to network. Now, I want to keep on the practical track here, and I want to tell you that despite the fact that we have a storm, and if you're looking at temperatures right now, they're lower than normal, but it's not uncommon for it to be 100 degrees at Ambition, okay? It's going to be warm, okay? So you want to dress coolly, you know? professional but casual business attire. You know, golf shirts are fine. They'll have the Ambit store open. You know, pick you up some Ambit gear if you want to, but dress comfortably. You know, don't dress. You know, feel like you got to get in a coat and tie and be all formal and all dressed up and everything. There may be events that you're invited to where that's appropriate. You're certainly going to see people that are, go on stage in coats and ties and a little nicer dress. But, you know, wear a nice pair of shoes. You know, wear a very comfortable pair of shoes. A lot of walking at Ambition. So, ladies, you don't need to get in your high heels or the stuff that's uncomfortable. Get in the stuff that's comfortable. And make sure that you're comfortable. You know, you always want to bring your bag along or something. You know, it's not a bad idea to you know, always have some water with you or have some drinks. I will tell you that when you get to the American Airlines Center on Saturday, they will not allow you to bring in anything. Okay, they're not going to allow you to bring in bottled water or anything like that. They part of their contract is they want to sell you that water inside that American Airlines Center, and they'll have all the hot dog stands and the, you know, the chips and the popcorn and all that sort of stuff will be available to you along with soft drinks and bottles of water. So you're not going to be able to bring that sort of stuff into the American Airlines Center. But make sure that you've got a little something to snack on, you know, a granola bar or something like that stuck in your pocket just in case you get hungry. And what I can tell you is that the thing is fast-paced. It goes quickly. The other thing I also want to mention to you is that if you get cold, sometimes inside the venues themselves, they can crank the air conditioner down pretty low. Okay, so you may want to, you know, if you're cold-natured, you may want to bring a sweater or a light jacket or something, put it in your Ambition bag. You don't have to wear it outside, and you certainly wouldn't want to. And again, with the weather the way it is, maybe we'll get a little bit of a break on the temperatures, but the inside the venues can get chilly. I notice that particularly cold-natured people, you know, have a sweater or jacket on or what have you. The first thing you want to do at Ambition is you want to go get your credentials, okay? That's the first thing you want to do. You want to go get your credentials. If you're not registered, you're going to want to go and get registered. They'll print you up your name badges and all that sort of stuff. Most of the people on this call are pre-registered. Understand that it's never too late to bring somebody along. You can't register online anymore. You can buy a ticket from somebody that is not going to be able to go, or you can just buy a ticket at the event from Ambit. There will be online registration available. But the very first thing you want to do besides, you know, get to your room from the airport and everything is get to registration and get your packet. If you wait until right before a session, you know, if you're coming in and go, okay, well, I'll get there a half an hour before it starts on Thursday morning, the line's going to be out the gazoo, okay? You're not going to make it to the training on time if you're waiting until 15, 20, 30, or maybe even 45 minutes beforehand. Even though there's several lines of registration, there's always issues, the name's misspelled, this has to change, that has to change. Everything is pre-done, the packets are pre-done, but I'm telling you, it takes time. So if you wait until the 11th hour, right before you know, a session is going to start or a morning or an afternoon session, I'm telling you, you're going to get jammed up. You're going to miss part of the session. So make the effort. Go back into Power Zone. Look at all the times and for registration is open. If you get in on Wednesday, go ahead over and get your registration done Wednesday evening, even though you don't have anything to do. If you're at the Anatole, make it from the Anatole over to the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Center, the Omni, in that area is where the registration will be. Make it over there and get registered. I'll tell you, you'll really be grateful that you did. Get to the venues early. Some of you are going to have credentials to sit on the floor, sit in special seating sections. Not quite as important for you. You've got good seating. But what I can tell you is that the good seating goes quickly. We're all aggressive. We're all network marketers, and what I can tell you is that you want to get as good a seats as possible. And if you want a really, really good seat, you want to be up close, you're going to have to get there early. The other thing is that I want to talk about the social events. You know, there's a grand finale. There's multiple social events that AMBA puts on. They're really, really fun. What I encourage you to do is I encourage you to attend them. I also encourage you not to overdo it. Ambition can be grueling, can be very tiring. You're walking a lot, it's hot, you got this going on, that going on. You kind of go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And, you know, see people that indulge a little too much or stay in the bar a little bit too late, and they miss the session the next morning. Say, where's such and such? Oh, and he had a little much to drink last night. I'm going to encourage you not to do that. Certainly, you know, I'm going to have a few barley pops myself and enjoy it. After all, Ambition is a celebration of a year of hard work and a celebration of another year of hard work coming up. And, you know, there's a lot to celebrate, a lot to be grateful for in this great business that we're a part of. But I'm going to encourage you not to overdo it. You know, be social, have fun, know your limitations. Don't stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and think you're going to go full bore all the way through 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning the next day. You know, it just doesn't work that way. At the end, you wear out, and you're just exhausted for the big final day on Saturday and the finale. You know, it is a time of celebration. I mean, Ambition is a time where we all come together. You know, it's we celebrate the good times, we reminisce about the not so good times. It's like any other business. It has its ups and downs. It has times when things are going right, and it has times when things are not going right. So we're going to celebrate all that. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk away from Ambition knowing that we've taken a huge step forward in our AMBA energy businesses, and that we're going to get refocused, rededicated, and I want to say redetermined to get what it is we want to get out of this business. You know, everybody in this business has a why. You know, whether it's your kid's college fund, or it's moving out of an apartment into a home, or getting a little bit nicer car, or getting out of debt, or, you know, giving away to a charitable organization, or helping an ailing parent, or doing something medical for somebody that's dear to your heart. Whatever it is for you, we all have a goal. We all have a dream. We have our dream that we want to fulfill with Ambit Energy, our why. And what I'd also encourage you to do during Ambition is to journal your experiences. You know, journal, write down, you know, take recordings on your voice memo on your mobile phones. However it is that you have something to reflect back on the moment. Because what's going to happen is that Ambition, you're going to get that pixie dust that's going to be sprinkled on you. And I can't even describe how it works. But you're going to be so fired up. If you flew there, you're not going to need an airplane to get home. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But as the days pass and the months pass, and, you know, somebody tells you no to the business, or, you know, this happens or that happens, or the person that you join doesn't go and get their customers and won't answer your telephone calls anymore, you're going to have the discouraging moments. And then you're going to have the people that you're going to sponsor in this business that are just going to blow and go and help you get promoted to the next level. And everybody's making money and everybody's having fun. And so you're going to have your good moments too. But you need something to reflect back on that feeling that you had at Ambition. I can't tell you how many times I just sit there and visualize those incredible moments at Ambition where, you know, I met somebody that I'd never met before. You know, somebody walked up to me and told me something that just meant an awful lot to me. You know, maybe how I did something for them, or how Ambition had done something for them and their family, or how somebody else, another leader in the business, had touched their lives. And, you know, whatever it was, there's just so many heartwarming things. And I'll journal those, you know. I'll write them down. And when things get tough, I'll go back to that journal and I'll say, you know, hey, that remember that lady that came up to me and was crying that she was able to do thus and so with the money she had earned from Ambit and how it had changed her life and everything? Those people are out there. And am I going to let this bellyaching, you know, person over here that's trying to steal my dream, or I'm going to go find another lady like that that I can touch in a positive way. Or this gentleman over here was able to quit his job and spend time with his kids for the first time. You know, I'll never forget the life-changing event that Ambit was for Mike Obey. You know, he owned 3 Carvel stores. He had a mortgage business. He had a couple other side businesses. He was working 80 hours a week, never got to see his kids. And now he's down to 1 Carvel store. And you know, all he does, if you follow Mike on Facebook, he's always in the park with his kids, taking them here, taking them there, whatever. Just spends an inordinate amount of time with his young children. And, you know, that's life-changing. It's not only life-changing for Mike, but it's life-changing for his kids. And those years go by, and you never get them back. And so there's so many good things that you can reflect on in ambition. You're able to collect those stories. You're able to hold on to those stories. So however you journal them, you know, whether you just take notes mentally, you know, which I don't necessarily suggest, because for most people you'll forget them, but you know, journal them down on a card or a little notebook that you carry around in your top pocket, or go to your voice memo thing on your cell phone and say, hey, I want to talk about Mike Obey story, or record Mike Obey telling his story. Say, Mike, in 2 or 3 minutes, could you tell me what Ambit Energy's done for you, and record that. And go back and listen to those things, because that's what Ambit is all about, and that's what ambition is all about. You're right in the middle of some incredible life-changing stuff. And, you know, if you go back and you sit in your room, or you go sit in a corner, or you hang with all the people that you normally hang with in your weekly meetings, and you know, the people you go to the bar with after the weekly meetings, if that's your normal routine, if you go to the bar at the Anatole, or go to the bar at the Omni, or you do the same thing here, it's no different. You know, change it up. Do something different. I can't tell you how important that is. This is what I don't know. I don't know one single announcement that's coming out at Ambition. I truly don't. You know, a couple of years back, I told them I don't want to know anymore, and they have obliged me, for which I am grateful. Because, you know, it's kind of like in the early days, they say, hey, we're thinking about announcing this, we're going to announce that, what do you think, blah, blah, blah. It was like taking a 3-year-old and showing them all their Christmas presents and then wrapping them up the next day and wanting them to be excited. So I can tell you I'm going to be excited as you are, and what I can tell you is it's going to be a great event. Also, I want to make a very special announcement. Just got a text actually on this call from Chris Chambliss. He will be our special guest next Sunday after Ambition. We'll put on extra lines, and it's going to be a barn burner. We're going to go through all of the announcements. We're going to go about through what it's going to mean for you and your business, how to maximize those announcements, and we'll bring some other special leaders onto the call as well. Get on the call next Sunday night after Ambition. Chris Chambliss will be our special guest speaker. He gets on with us once, maybe twice a year, but usually the Sunday after Ambition. I'm excited to have Chris on the call. Not only do you want to get on the call, but you want to have everybody that you get on the call. Another thing, last thing I want to tell you about Ambition. If you've gone before, you know how fired up you are. So you can start doing some work right now. You can take out your written list, and as you prepare for Ambition this week, you can start making a new written list. You can start taking people off your written list, and you can start anew. If you do it in a notebook, you do it however you do it, start cleaning your list up. Who do I know wants to make some extra money? Who do I know that knows somebody in Japan? You know, just, I'm telling you, start making a written list, because when you come out of Ambition and put all those people that you were chicken to put on your list before, put all those people on your written list, because when you come out of Ambition, you're going to be glad you have that resource available to you at your fingertips. Take it with you to Ambition, and I encourage each and every one of you, as you get fired up during Ambition, call back and make appointments with those people. Man, you're not going to believe I'm at the national convention with this company. We make money in the deregulation of electricity, and John, they just announced thus and so. And I'm telling you, if you'll give me 30 minutes of your time, or if you'll take a look at this video, I can tell you how you and I can partner with me doing most of the work and show you how you can make an awful lot of money. You know, I can't go into it now. When would be a good time for us to get together? Can you go look at this video? I'll touch base back with you, and when would it be good for you and I to get together? What I can tell you guys and gals is this. is ambition can become a life changer, if and only if you allow it to be. If you go in with the right attitude, if you go into ambition understanding that you're there to accomplish something, and that's financial freedom. You take a few of the tips that I've given you tonight, you implement them. Don't do things the way you've always done things in the past. Jumble it up. Maximize the opportunity. And what I'll tell you is that the end result, the result that you want, which is to promote faster to the next level, to make more money, to change more people's lives, all the things that you see for yourself in ambition will have a higher probability of occurring for you and your family if you'll go there with an open mind and an open heart, and if you just do things a little bit different. You know, Einstein's definition of insanity was keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Folks, you hang with the same people, you do the same thing, you do week in and week out at the meetings. Hey, look, I know they're your friends, but what I'm here to tell you is that you need to spend some time meeting some new friends at Ambition. And if you do, what will happen for you and your Ambit business is absolutely incredible. With that, Bear, I can't wait to see everybody at Ambition. Make sure you come up, say hello. Absolutely love it. And we will see everybody at the big show here in a couple of days. Bear, if you'd open it back up, I would appreciate it.
Will do, Brian. You know, you talked about all of the different the memories that you created at Mission. And as you were talking, I was just reflecting back. I mean, year after year after year of great stories and great memories. One of the ones that came to mind was when you were the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. And you said to everyone, I believe that leadership, great leadership, begins with great followership. And I remember that all these years. It's humbled me at times, and just been an honor to have you as our leader and mentor. I want to thank you for that. Guys, you're going to have memories. You're going to create them, like Brian says. I am so looking forward to this, and I hope you guys are too. Get your team on this call next week so that we can recap this event and make this upcoming year the year of your breakthrough, the year that you take control of your Ambit Energy business and just blow it up and have it be what you've always wanted it to be. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. You can say thanks to Brian as well. I am so looking forward to seeing you guys this week. Be safe. Be careful. Have a great time. But come expecting to learn something great. Okay? Here we go.